This is Gulf Coast Live from WGCU. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. Emerging and established playwrights will have a chance to workshop and develop their new works with a director and a cast of professional actors through the Florida Repertory Theater's 6th Annual Playlab Festival next week. Later this hour, we'll learn more about the festival as we sit down with two of the theater company's participating directors, as well as two of the playwrights whose work will be featured. But first, Southwest Florida-based singer, songwriter, guitarist, and pianist Robert Bidney joins us now in studio to perform live. His second album, Rush of Hope, comes out this month. Songs on the album tackle universally relatable themes through what Bidney calls a lens of optimism. Recordings on the album follow the release of Bidney's first album in 2015, titled It's All About the Love. Although songwriting has been a lifelong pursuit for Bidney, recording, producing, and prolifically performing his own music is a relatively new pursuit following a long successful career in the world of advertising, during which he's created a number of national TV and radio jingles for clients, including Sports Authority and PetSmart, to name just a couple. He's also worked with many top musicians, producers, and songwriters throughout the U.S. and Canada. Bidney joins us today ahead of his album release performance Saturday at the All Faiths Unitarian Congregation in Fort Myers, sponsored by the Americana Community Music Association, of which he is a member. That concert will be open to the public. Robert Bidney, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you, John. How are you?
Great. And as always, I invite listeners to join the conversation. The number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. And before we get into the conversation, Robert, let's just start things off with a song. And before you play, tell us the title and maybe give us a little bit of an introduction.
This is the title song to my new CD called Rush of Hope. And it was written as a result of trying to capture those moments in our lives when you may be feeling down and something happens. And it gives you inspiration and it gives you a charge to continue on with life and turn things around, whether it's somebody just smiling at you or you're in line at Starbucks and somebody turns around and pays you forward with a cup of coffee, those little things like that. So this is called Rush of Hope.
All right.
When you're living with the weight of the world on you, and you're giving everything that you got times two, and you're wondering if you'll ever see the light of the day, and you're thinking that it's always gonna be this way. Every now and then a flicker of a shining light comes along and tells you everything will be all right. Where it's coming from, it's something that you can't explain. It's a moment that'll help you take away the pain and lighten up that ball and chain. It's a rush of hope, like when a stranger stops and smiles, a rush of hope. Like seeing stars in the sky for a million miles, there's hope. When something finally goes your way, it's a rush of hope. When you know somehow it's all gonna be okay. It may happen only once in a big blue moon, or it could happen every time that you hear this tune. So addicting, you just wanna have some more, satisfying you a feeling you can't ignore. When it's hitting you to the core, it's a rush of hope. Like when you land a helping hand, a rush of hope. Like when you know that it's right and you're taking a stand, there's hope. When something finally goes your way, it's a rush of hope. When you know somehow It's all gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. It's a rush of hope.
Beautiful. We are listening to Robert Bentley perform live in studio today, and that was his original song, Rush of Hope. It's the title track to his newest album that's coming out this month, and we're going to be hearing more music from Robert throughout this segment. Thank you so much for that song.
Thank you.
Great way to start off the show. The spirit of optimism that seems to be a running motif through your original compositions, a lot of them anyway. Is that something you think you've always gravitated toward in terms of lyrical content, or is that in some way a reaction to perhaps what you perceive as maybe a lack of optimism in a lot of contemporary music these days, or maybe just sort of a shot in the arm of optimism our culture needs right now?
All of the above.
Okay.
I mean, I believe that in my DNA I'm an eternal optimist, and I think it comes through in my songwriting.
And I wanted to kind of go back to your musical beginnings a little bit. I was reading in an Orlando Sentinel article from a few years back during the release of your first album. And it talked about you, you know, starting to play music while attending Florida State University in the 70s. Were you writing your own songs back then, maybe even before college?
Yes, I was. I was. And I've been doing it since about 13, 14 years old.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah.
That was back in the 1800s.
Okay. Were you studying music before?
No, I wasn't actually.
So
no.
It's always just been kind of a passion for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're playing guitar for us today. I know you're a skilled pianist as well. Mm-hmm. I guess what instrument came to you first, or did you gravitate?
Piano.
Yeah?
Piano, yeah.
Start from a young age?
Yeah. I just played around and I figured it out myself. Tried to take lessons, but it didn't work out. So I just figured it out and played by ear, and I've been doing that ever since.
Oh, wow. Same for guitar?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And what about singing? Was that something that was always part of it, or did that come later?
That came later. I came later with the wonderful singer-songwriters who I grew up with, the Crosby, Stills, and Nashes, the Cat Stevens, the Dan Fogelbergs, you know, all of those, James Taylors, the Carly Simons, the Carol Kings, you know.
The greats, absolutely.
The greats, and, you know, I don't know if I have much of a voice, but I can represent my songs.
And those have been, sounds like, longtime influences of yours.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know some of your other influences include, you know, greats like Leon Russell. You actually have a song that's like a tribute to Leon Russell.
I do.
What brought that one about?
He is probably the biggest influence in my musical life. I saw him at the age of, I think, 13, 14 years old on public TV. Mm-hmm. He was doing a live session in a recording studio with the Shelter People. And that was it. That just blew me away. And he's been in my mind every time virtually I write a song. His influence is there with me. And I'm going to perform probably one or two that are directly related to him at the concert on Saturday night.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And I know tracks from your first album that was released in July of 2015, I think. Those are available. Just about anybody could stream music online. But when it comes to this new album, is that out yet, or is that going to be released a little bit later this
month? Well, just between you and me.
Uh-huh.
No one else is listening.
No, it's just us.
Yeah. It is. It is out there right now.
Excellent.
On all of the digital stores, the Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all of them.
And I know folks can contact you through your website, robertbidney.com.
Right.
And if they want to get a physical CD copy, they can arrange that through you that
Correct.
Way. Well, let's go ahead and hear another song. And once again, I'm going to ask you to give us the title and to say a little bit about it by way of introduction.
So this song is called Signs of Life. And basically, if you can imagine Just sitting at a windowsill and looking outside at your neighborhood, whether it's a high-story building in New York City, which this was, or someplace else, and realizing all the wonderful things in life that you just take for granted. And that's kind of what this song is all about. Well, the sun comes up in the usual way with the sound of the sirens blowing. See the children's smiles of life showing. Several tunes are being sung about the rhythmic way of the joyful young who grow up with the old and sometimes don't do what they're told. And it's here we see those signs of life surround us. Oh, those simple things that don't astound us. But it's all there for the taking. Signs of life for you. History in the making. Signs of life. We're down the street at the neighborhood bar. Well, there's always those who won't get far. But they stay there unaware. And no one cares. While outside others play their games, they congregate with love and hate the same way. Every day they can't break away. No. And it's here we see those signs of life surround us. All those simple things that astound us, but it's all there for the taking. Signs of life for you. History in the making. Signs of life. Signs of life for you. Well, look at all we've got. Living underneath our noses, it doesn't take a lot to want to stop and smell the roses. Now the moon and the stars take over the sun, and after all is said and done, the children, they go to bed with hopes and dreams still in. Life surround us all, but we tend to overlook the small and simple happenings, those everyday things. That's right. And it's here we see those signs of life surround us. All those simple things that don't astound us, but it's all there for the taking. Signs of life for me and you. History in the making. Signs of life. Well, the sun comes up in the usual way with the sound of the sirens blowing. See the children's smiles of life showing.
Southwest Florida-based singer-songwriter Robert Bidney is with us performing today. That was his song, Signs of Life, and his new album, Rush of Hope, is out this month. Listeners can connect with us and join the conversation. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Robert, I was thinking this during the first song, but during the second one in particular, I love the way you utilize the percussive capacity of the guitar as well.
Yes, it's so important.
Yes. Yes.
So important.
And interesting that you've enjoyed this, you know, successful career in the world of advertising. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier you've written these, you know, TV and radio jingles mm-hmm. for national campaigns. Mm-hmm. How did you get into the world of advertising in the first place?
I have always made an effort to separate my music from my advertising profession. And one day when I was working in an ad agency, they found out that I did the music stuff.
Ah.
And that was that. And I got involved and I ended up writing commercials, music for commercials for large companies. Levitt's Furniture at the time was huge. And for 13 years, I worked with Randy Bachman, who wrote Taking Care of Business for the Office Depot account.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the greatest branding campaigns ever. And we worked together all that time, and I ended up producing with him jazz versions, gospel versions, country versions, bluegrass versions, New Orleans. I mean, we traveled all over the country recording in various areas, and that was also exciting. I've written jingles for the Sports Authority, as you had mentioned, and so on, swimming sports shops. A lot of retail people.
That's interesting. It sounds like there's a bit more, you know, consubstantiation between, you know, writing for an advertising campaign and actually composing your own stuff than I thought there would be.
Yeah.
But I imagine you must really love the freedom of just being able to do your own work instead of what a client wants.
That's what prompted me to put together and record my first album a few years ago, is I just wanted to do my own thing. I've had other recording artists sing my songs over the years in Nashville and so on. But I've never really done it myself. And that was – I had to find the right person. And I found it in Fernando Perdomo in L.A. And he and I worked together on the first album, and we worked together on the second album.
Oh, excellent.
He's an amazingly talented person. And he will be joining me Saturday night on concert. He's coming in to town, and he's fresh off of a tour with Jacob Dylan, and he is going to be playing with me Saturday.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. That had to be an interesting experience, at least that first go around, because what I'm picturing is you're like in a recording studio here, like laying down guitar tracks and piano tracks and vocal tracks, and then you just send them to him four mm-hmm. time zones away, mm-hmm. and he does mm-hmm. his magic. And mm-hmm.
Yep, we did that a lot. We did that an awful lot. And then there were a few times I went out there and recorded songs. I recorded Rush of Hope out there, and I just got back from being with him a few weeks ago out in L.A. where I wrapped up the second album.
Mm. And I have to ask, what prompted you to relocate here to Southwest Florida?
I work for the Chico's Corporation.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
And they found me and they brought me over here. And I discovered – I've been here 3.5 years and they they're just wonderful. I work with amazing people there, and I understand a lot of them are going to be coming to my concert on Saturday night, which is going to be interesting.
Excellent.
Because they're going to see a part of me they haven't seen before.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, and I imagine soon after arriving here, you must have stumbled across the ACMA.
I did. They have embraced me. They're an amazing organization, Alice Schaefer and Bob Williams and the like, and all of the people that volunteer there are just wonderful. And they offer a lot of things. And let me put in a plug, if I may.
Absolutely.
They have a website. And those of you who are not familiar with the ACMA can go to their website, which is ACMA.org, mm-hmm. but it's Americana CMA.
Yeah, Community Music Association.
.org.
Yeah, great. Some great venue they have along McGregor Avenue for some really, really intimate performances.
They bring people in from all over, top touring professionals that come in on Saturday nights, and they carved out one Saturday night for me this Saturday, which is so appreciative that they did that. Yeah. Very grateful.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your approach to songwriting. Mm-hmm. Are you the disciplined type who like sets a time, specific blocks of time on a regular basis to write or experiment with new songs? Or does that kind of tend to happen whenever the muse strikes?
You know, I used to do that back years ago when I was doing a lot of work to pitch my songs in Nashville. But it was like art without heart. It just didn't have the same. And now I just write when I'm inspired, which is an interesting segue.
Yeah.
if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Playing a cut from my album, which was inspired by the current events that are going on with all of the shootings.
Right.
And when – you know, we're all sick and tired of hearing this on a daily basis. And when Squirrel Hill happened 6 months ago in Pennsylvania, that's when I had to write the song. And it's called When Will It Stop?
So all right.
That's on my new album.
This is a recording from Robert Bidney's newest album out now called Rush of Hope, called Will It Stop? We're going to actually be listening to the album version. Okay, we're going to come back. But I also wanted to talk, you know, going back to your songwriting approach here, is there a typical formula for how an original song will come together for you? Like, would you typically start with a line of lyrics or a melodic line, or does it really just depend on the song and it varies?
It varies. It comes, you know, Neil Young used to say that it just comes out from – he can't explain where his ideas come from. It could be musical. It could be lyrical. It could be just something that just hits you like Squirrel Hill.
Yeah.
Hit me, and you just want to sit down. And as a songwriter, you're kind of blessed with the ability to vent through writing songs and figure things out in life. And I do a lot of that.
Yeah,
my
it can
songwriting.
Be like a therapeutic process.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to ask because, you know, you sort of talked about in your professional life sort of compartmentalizing the music, and people didn't really know that that was something that you could do or that you were impassioned with before.
Mm-hmm.
What about like with, you know, raising a family? Like, did you always try to instill that appreciation of music and maybe a love of performance in your kids?
I think that it has rubbed off on them through osmosis.
Okay.
They have seen me play and record ever since they've been little kids. Mm. I've brought them into studio. I've introduced them to various songwriters throughout the years. So, yeah.
All right.
Dad writes songs.
Well, my producers are letting us know we're all set for the song that you had just spoken about before.
Okay. Okay.
So we're going to hear the album version. And tell me the title one more time.
When Will It Stop?
When Will It Stop? This was written in the aftermath of the synagogue shooting in Squirrel Hill, Pittsburgh.
You keep hoping someone's gonna come and take the guns away from the crazy people in the world today. Understood, you were always feeling good, feeling safe that you would go out and play. Now in the back of your mind, you keep on asking, when will it stop? Single day of the week. Still you you shake your head and keep a wondering, when will it stop? When will the tragedies end? Do you just ignore it and pretend? We keep going nowhere while lives are taken away. Another shooting somewhere every day.
And that was When Will It Stop? That was the album version of the song from our guest in studio today, Robert Bidney, from his newest album, Rush of Hope, which is out now. He's going to be performing an album release concert this Saturday at All Faiths Unitarian Congregation here in Fort Myers. Interesting, because I know this isn't the first song that you've written and recorded, that wasn't inspired musically from gun violence. I think it was the title track from your first album, It's All About the Love, that was written kind of in the aftermath of the shooting death of Trayvon Martin.
That's right.
So it seems to be a something that continues to move you.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I would like to – that's a song I wouldn't mind playing whenever you're ready as our last song, It's All About the Love. That would be wonderful.
Okay. We're going to get there. I just first wanted to ask, you had mentioned that, your producer and collaborator, Fernando Perdomo,
yes,
was going to be performing with you on Saturday.
He is. And he is absolutely amazing. He's got a heart of gold and he's got an amazing talent for guitar playing, songwriting, and multi-instruments. And he travels all the time and he is just very popular in L.A. and produces a lot of people as well. He's a whiz.
Anything else you want to tell our audiences about the concert Saturday night?
Yeah, it is at All Faiths Community All Faiths Unitarian Church, and the address is 2756 McGregor Boulevard, Fort Myers, 33901. It is inside of the church. ACMA rents out the church on Saturday nights for these type of concerts. It's a wonderful, intimate, embracing listening room.
All right. Well, we have been speaking with and hearing music from Southwest Florida-based singer, songwriter, guitarist, and pianist Robert Bidney. His second album, Rush of Hope, comes out this month. It is out. And again, he's going to be performing that concert Saturday night at the All Faiths Unitarian Congregation here in Fort Myers. And you can hear his music on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, or Bandcamp. Find out more about him online at robertbidney.com. We're taking a short break, but when we return, we'll learn all about the Florida Repertory Theater's 6th Annual Playlab Festival coming up next week. That's just ahead. But first, Robert Bidney is going to take us out with one final song, and this is going to be the title track of your 2015 album, correct?
That's correct.
All right. All About the Love.
It's all about the love. It's all about the love. When pushing comes to shove, well, you can rise above it. It's all about the love. I'm not a preacher, I've never been a teacher. I just want to send a message that I hope will reach you. It's a solution, a major contribution, way to make the world a better place, a revolution. Nothing new, just a different point of view. Well, we've got to change the way it's done, me and you. Well, take it higher, sing it with the choir. See it, feel it, touch it, hear it, sing. It's all about the love. It's all about the love. When push and come to shove, you can rise above. It's all about the love. Some embracing, spelled with upper casing. Haters are creators of the violence we are facing. You gotta stand tall, take an upper hand, y'all. No more wishing, it's a mission. Take command, y'all, and reconcile. Go the extra mile, figure out a better route and leave them with a smile. It's the right thing, shine a brighter light, bring harmony and happiness. Everybody sing. Woo. It's all about the love, yeah. When pushing comes, rise above, it's all about the love. Now every scripture paints a picture, teaching us that we should love one another. Yeah, every father and every mother. Well, come on, sister, sing it with me, brother. Above, it's all about the love. It's all about the love. It's all about the love, yeah. It's all about the love.